Now we're told here, verse 13, happy is the man that findeth wisdom, the man that getteth understanding, and happy is the man that findeth Christ. He's wisdom today. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. Now, here in this book, wisdom has a school, and she's a she, because it's in contrast to the stranger woman. She's more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. And God did promise long life in the Old Testament for those that served him. You see, we need to recognize today that the same kind of bravery that is exhibited by men in order to get precious metals and jewels and the wealth of this world, well, we need to go after the Word of God like that. Needs to be like that. And we're told Jehovah by wisdom hath founded the earth. By understanding hath he established the heavens. You know, it takes a pretty smart person to run this universe. Only God can do it. By his knowledge the depths are broken up and the skies drop down their dew. Now, friends, we have seen this young man in the book of Proverbs. He started out as a little boy in the home where he was told to listen to his father and mother. He moved out into life, and as he did, facing a big world, why, he was instructed above all things to go after wisdom. In fact, he was not only challenged to do it, he was urged to do it. And he was told that it doesn't come easily. It requires study. It requires effort. It requires time. And the Spirit of God is not opening the Word of God to lazy minds. Only those that are alert and want to learn and want to know the will and the Word of God. And one of the, I think, great problems today is the fact that they're not willing to make the sacrifice to study. A great deal of laziness is covered over with a lot of pious jargon, a lot of pious platitudes, and a great many folk learn a nice little vocabulary that sounds good, and it covers up a woeful ignorance of the Word of God. And frankly, these are days when there's no excuse of being ignorant of the Word of God. We should study today. And it will require study. I think there's an American proverb that covers all of this. Doesn't sound very grammatical, but here it goes. Nobody don't never get nothing for nothing nowhere, no time, no how. That's the American version.